DeGan and Molly on Channel 94.1.
If you woke up yesterday morning and a weird text message seeming totally out of place showed up on your phone, you are so not alone. A mysterious wave of archived text messages were sent out on American cell phones overnight on Thursday.
So they're fake?
They're not fake. What's weird is that they are old text messages from Valentine's Day of 2019 that weren't sent at the time. People didn't realize, but they're getting them now.
Well, happy Valentine's Day.
How does that work?
So it's a weird update, and it wasn't just one carrier. So like T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, it happened across the networks of all of these carriers and even happened in Canada. They said that there's some third-party app service that they use for messaging. It got updated overnight on Thursday, and apparently when doing that, it sent these out.
But why Valentine's Day? I mean, are people making that cute, or that's just a random day that happened to be Valentine's Day? I'm saying...
They don't know. I mean, it was just like this weird glitch. It just puked out these things, and people were waking up. And what's weird is think about it, like, you have broken up with that person since then, and all of a sudden you're getting this cute, lovey message.
Oh, and you don't even know.
You don't even know. Like, you're just like, well, this is weird. Like, why is Trevor all of a sudden being like, hey, totally thinking about you today, like, lots of love? And they're like, well, we've totally trash canned our relationship since February. But people didn't know that. It didn't come date stamped, but it was once people started reaching out back to the carriers that they started putting the pieces together.
Seems weird though, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah,
I'm saying 168,000 total over all of the networks.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, in some places, like I was reading some of the stories. I mean, some of them were like, it was weird. Like it was from an ex and we had a brief conversation and it actually turned out to be nice. But then some people have it where it's like from a dead loved one, like,
oh, cool.
You know, like weird stuff.
That messaged them on Valentine's Day?
Yes, like, but they've passed since then. And so all of a sudden they're waking up and they're getting a text message basically from the grave. Like,
well, that
was some of the stuff.
Still a downer if your last message from someone was on Valentine's Day and now they're dead.
Yeah.
Well, it never got sent on Valentine's Day. So that's the other thing, is that all of these messages. So I'm wondering, like, how many breakups happened? Because it's like, I didn't even hear from you on Valentine's Day. And they're like, well, I sent it. And then it turns out that it never went. It just went into the weird void.
Maybe the lesson learned is a text on Valentine's Day is hardly romantic.
Exactly.
Should be the one day where you don't text.
Pick up the phone.
Romantic intentions. You should, yeah, phone or snail mail or doorbell with a kiss.
So are people complaining or they're
no,
just,
it's just, okay. It was more right. Like, I think it's relief that people found out. I mean, for some people, it's kind of funny. Like, oh, that's cute. Like, I didn't realize. For some people, it was really unnerving. I mean, especially when you're talking about people who are getting this from long lost loved ones. But it was just sort of a weird phenomenon. E-cigarette maker Juul is stopping sales of mint flavor. This is pretty big because mint represents about 70% of Juul's sales in the U.S., but they have decided to stop selling it. They got new research showing that a lot of underage Juul users, that is the flavor of preference.
All right, so now all we got to do is ban Popeye's chicken sandwiches and all health issues are solved.
Absolutely.
I would agree.
We're a nation of vaping people who are constantly waiting in line.
White Claw.
For a chicken. Where's my Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Jeff, I would not wait in that line. I'll be honest with you. You could drive by in a Popeye's, but I'm not going to wait in line for 40 minutes. The line yesterday and last night was so stupid long. It is ridiculous. There's an empty parking. I'm just talking about the Popeyes by my place in Millard. There's a parking lot that they close like most businesses, right? And it's a big parking lot. It's like a veterinarian place or whatever. Normally empty, completely full, line completely full to the street. I tried, man, but I'm not going to wait in line.
Another Popeyes fight. It's probably a good thing that you did in San Antonio.
Why, 'cause I'd be fighting people?
Come yeah, exactly. Well, you might be there to witness something. It happened in San Antonio.
Well, now they're going to be fighting at the vape store.
Yeah, you're my mint.
Give me
I mean,
my
it's mint. Been banned now, but it's not yet. It doesn't immediately go into effect. It's not like
no.
The police show up and put chains on the vape store. So I would think that it's a pretty hot item, right?
Yeah, I mean, because this is Juul Labs deciding to take it away. So this is them voluntarily.
Buy
a case.
I'll take all the mint you got.
Probably.
I wonder if they up the prices. I wonder if we have to like put a moratorium. Like you can't spike prices due to demand.
Don't vape gouge, bro.
Yes. Tomorrow marks 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall. Isn't that crazy? It was less than a year later that, you know, this was the big moment when the Iron Curtain dividing East and West Berlin, East and West Germany came down and became, you know, they worked to become just one nation. So it sent shockwaves
to fire up the Cold War again.
Yeah.
I think it's ironic they're talking about the Iron Curtain and the latest, they call it the Bamboo Curtain. And that's China.
Okay. Called the
Bamboo versus the United States.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Iron Curtain used to be their sphere of influence in Eastern Europe. So China is expanding its sphere of influence all over the world. So they're using the term Bamboo Curtain, like, you know.
Because they're bamboo out there.
Used to be Russia versus the United States. So if you were everyone else, you were kind of caught in the middle. Like, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to be.
Just trying to survive. I'm not a superpower, but I don't want to get squashed by a superpower.
Seriously. You guys remember the teardown of the
Berlin Wall? And they would show up and be like, what are you? Are you, you want to buy some capitalist weapons or you want to buy some Russian weapons?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Choices.
I wish we were all over there, though, when the wall came down.
Yeah.
99 red balloons.
Yep.
Just such
all
a
that
weird
free
moment.
Love. And if you've ever looked into Vladimir Putin's origin story,
he was part of the
everyone else on Earth. When the wall came down, it was the greatest day in the world, except for Vladimir Putin, which ruined his basically birthday party. He was KGB, like station
the head guy,
mover, station chief in Berlin.
Oh, I didn't know this. Okay,
ready to run the world when he watches it all come to an end.
Really? Wow.
And he's like, you know, all of his other guys are like, yay, we don't have to do this anymore. And Putin's like,
no, this was my dream to squash people's reality.
Entire life.
I've been on the other side a couple times.
Checkpoint Charlie?
Yeah, but I've been through there. I mean, it's an interesting thing. Unless you live there, it's a little easier in Berlin. But we traveled through, so you have to travel through, you know, the area to get to Checkpoint Charlie in Berlin. It was so weird going across. It was, they're like, don't bring out your cameras. It was always the jeans thing.
Oh, because that's what they wanted?
Trade your jeans for some authentic communism. You know, it was like, okay.
Yeah. I think that stuff is fascinating.
Oh my God, Jeff. It was weird. It was weird and real. It was
like
scary.
Kids,
you know,
should have to study that. I hope they still teach that in schools because that was kids 30 years ago. That's not that terribly long ago.
I know, it's within recent memory that was an absolute enemy to the east of us. That was, I mean, a strong presence. It overhung over everything across the globe.
Seeing the length of the field that people had tried to run to get through was enormous. It looked like a lifetime and of running, and there was nowhere to hide, and people would try to run and get over, you know, try to climb that wall.
We should all watch Atomic Blonde tomorrow in celebration.
In celebration? I've already seen it 50 times.
I know, but I'm just saying it captures that moment.
There's a Wikipedia page of everyone who was ever shot trying to cross. It's totally cool and creepy and sobering, but I mean, you can read the name of the last person who had, you know, took a bullet trying to escape.
Trying to get through.
A lot of people drowned in the river.
Yep.
A lot of people would jump over those fences. A lot of people would run. But it was amazing thing that it was, those were East Germans shooting at a fellow East German. So, I mean, the lesson learned is when you, I guess, ratchet up enough fear on people. You know, those were.
It was awful.
That was an East German shoulder shooting a neighbor.
Yeah.
Because the guy was trying to get to a better life. It was terrible.
It was awful.
So the whole beauty of the wall coming down is people start crawling over and everyone's waiting. Are the soldiers going to shoot them? And they didn't. It finally hit a point in 89 where they were like, I'm not going to do that. Guys were like, I'm not going to do that. You do it.
It's a terrible time, man.
And it happened so quickly the moment they stopped. Like, basically, people pushed past the fear. It was amazing. The wall literally came down.
So tomorrow is the anniversary?
30th anniversary.
Wow, that's amazing. 30 years.
It was like some Russian bureaucrat who screwed up, and somebody asked him a question on what the official policy is about people crossing the border, and the guy didn't have his paperwork in front of him and said something like, I don't know. I don't know if we're still enforcing that rule. And people started running.
Yeah.
And the guards didn't do anything about it. But it could have...
Oh, that
realistically,
could have been,
if
that
one guard probably shot somebody...
They all would have gunned
them
down.
It could have delayed it another 5 years.
Can't get enough of the Big Party Show?
Get what you missed this morning with Big Party. DeGan and Molly.
At channel941.com.
Just reminiscing a little bit about Germany 30 years ago tomorrow, the Berlin Wall. You guys should, I hope they're still talking about this in high schools. It is history. It was a time. I lived in Europe for about 6.5 years in Germany, and I've been on the other side of the wall a couple times. And those are memories on top of concentration camps that I went to as well that will never leave my head. I wasn't there or anything like that when the wall went down. I was back by then. But, you know, Ronald Reagan, you know, what he say? This wall.
Take down this wall.
Yeah. Didn't sound
tear
like that.
Tear down that wall.
It was weird.
I can't believe it's only 30 years ago. So this is the trippy kind of history that people really should look into think that 30 years ago, it's fascinating stuff. And it really was an East German official who kind of screwed up. And misrepresented a talking point, and somebody asked him about, you know, people being able to cross, and he said they're going to be able to start crossing, you know, now. And they were like, today, and you know, as of now. And he went, yeah. And they said the news media said the wall is down, and people ran to the wall. The guards had no report. They were drastically on the phones. The
like,
East
what's
German
going on?
Going, do we get a policy change? And it took enough people run across the border that they were like, I'm not going to shoot another guy in the back. I know it sounds morbid, but we found the Wikipedia page. And there were three people in 1989, which was, you know, in the later years, that was a lot for 1 year. Three people in 1989 died
trying to get to freedom.
Trying to make it from East Berlin to West Berlin.
God, can you imagine?
Tragic. I mean, the whole thing is an example of like how crazy the world can get.
Yes, absolutely. It's those people, the people there, these Germans there, they did not obviously have it good by any means. And to imagine, you know, trying to get to that safe place, you probably have family, everything like that. But that's the start. You got to get over.
You parlayed the end of World War II. Where, you know, Germany lost that terrible war and got themselves into a position where they were pulverized. We obliterated them. I guess you're trying to be sympathetic that whoever's still standing in Berlin, it's like, do you want a job?
Yes.
They turned all that hate in Berlin and World War II on each other.
Yeah, they did.
You know, Absolutely. You get a job, you get to go stand in a guard tower and hold a gun, and you just worry about your own family. It was so awful.
Or you die.
I mean, it's like... You know, the Cold War was right there in Berlin. I mean, we were eye to eye. It was scary times.
Yeah, it was.
30 years ago was perestroika. Things were softening in Russia, but it still hadn't really happened yet. You know, they say they give Reagan that credit, but they say it's not really fair.
Stuff was crumbling within the USSR. They were running out of options in which to keep their life how they were, you know.
People had no money, they had no food, they had no energy.
It's
a good time to make that speech. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Yeah, that graffitied wall.
Presidents never get to say cool stuff like that anymore, though.
No.
I mean, don't you think that if you become president, I would look at all those speeches and want, like, when do I get to do my tear down that wall? Obviously, Trump was all excited with his, we got him, he was damn, he was crying. He was crying, pooping, crying. Like, he must have watched.
No one will be quoting that.
The Obama moment where Obama goes, we got him.
You know, instead he was crying like a baby.
Obama, we just killed Bin Laden. I know you're excited, but I'm telling you, this is going to be on a newspaper headline tomorrow. Keep it short.
Yeah.
And he went out there and went,
not Trump.
We got him.
Trump is
Trump went out crying.
Trump's like 40 minutes later. They're like, good God.
Crying. He was screaming.
I was there.
That's his moment. We'll never forget.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Kanye West wants to legally change his name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West, just for a year, so people can really understand that he's serious about the fact that he's a Christian Genius Billionaire. So he also made mention while he was on this panel in New York that he wants to run for president in 2024.
I saw the audio of the video. It was awesome. Everyone in the crowd in the
and they all laughed.
What if he is a genius, though? What if we don't know?
It could be. I mean, I don't know. We spend all of our time bagging him on the show sometimes.
Do we have a canon of established geniuses?
No.
Like in Einstein's day, were people making fun of him? Like, he's so weird. He was like talking about math yesterday, and I was like, whatever, dude.
Probably, you know, Benjamin Franklin.
Just saying, are genius ever recognized in their time?
Well, that's sort of part of it, but also are geniuses, you know, usually spouting about the fact that they're geniuses?
Sure they
I'm curious what he considers himself a genius of.
I think he's just trolling the world. I really think it's half a troll.
Known as
Kristen
whatever.
Genius, billionaire, Kanye West. I mean, we're talking about him.
Yeah. Every day.
Got that new album, Jesus is King, that's out. Right. So he's going all in on the Christian end
of
things.
And that's okay if that's what he wants to do. I mean, geez. If that's what he wants to do.
You know, there was some wife back in the day that had to hear her husband every day complain about Einstein. She's like, I don't care.
Take out the garbage.
Are you talking about your coworker, Albert?
It's like, he Albert. Is just insane. Chris Brown, he had a yard sale, was selling off designer goods. Apparently, he didn't check the pockets beforehand. A woman who bought a hoodie said that it had marijuana in the pocket.
Oh, that's awesome. Chris Brown's weed.
What do you do? Do you smoke it or keep it? Keep it for
salad.
I would have
weed in any of my pockets, but who knows what's in your pockets?
Yeah.
I mean, how many articles of clothing do you think right now probably have some money in them? Maybe a 20.
Isn't that fun when you find it?
I usually find it in the washing machine if it survived.
Yeah.
You'll find that
generally in the washing machine.
You know,
free money.
A five survives.
God, it's nice though because it's money you didn't expect you had.
Do you think it's real though? She said, "All right." So she found his weed.
Yeah, it had a small canister labeled Panda Smoke.
Oh, you know the value of Panda Smoke just went through the roof.
Panda smoke
better than Yoda's brain?
Oh my God!
Because Yoda's brain is good.
Panda Smoke. Pandas are like, aren't they on the list of extinction? You know,
it's like a eucalyptus flavored weed.
Ooh. I wonder, Panda Smoke.
Panda smoke.
I like how Molly, if she found it, she'd run out and sell it. Instant dealer.
She's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got kids.
I love it. Yeah.
It's not about selling weed. It's about like who wants the container of Panda Smoke that I found from Chris Brown's house. Come on now.
Yeah. Panda Smoke is so in right now.
Yeah, it is.
Drake is going into the cannabis business.
Good for him.
He announced that he's going to launch a venture to produce and distribute cannabis with Canopy Growth. So it's a 60% stake. It's a Canadian venture. So I guess Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg both partnered with Canopy to develop different products. Drake's just the latest celebrity to join the ranks. And keeping with the weed theme, Weeds, the sequel, is in the works at Starz. You remember the show that was on television? Huge winner of a lot of awards.
Awesome, and I've never watched an episode.
You gotta have Starz.
You guys watch it?
No, I never did.
Starz or anything like that.
It was a suburban mom turned drug dealer.
Yep.
And that was like the whole thing, and it exploded.
Is David Duchovny in that too?
No, that's not David Duchovny. This is the one that has Mary Louise Parker.
Okay. Was she selling pandas?
I wonder where Starz is doing, because doesn't that seem like the weird one that got lost in the shuffle of the Netflixes?
It is lost, Jeff. Yeah, it is lost. It's just out there, and they're holding on to whatever they can grab.
Starz has always been the cute girl's weird friend. I mean, every time you log on to HBO or something, they're like, you want Starz?
I guess.
You're like, no.
Yeah, you're kind of the cute, weird friend that just has a... Every now and then, after a few drinks, you're like, she ain't bad.
But you don't commit. What I'm saying is Starz is a forced pairing.
Yeah, it is.
They're like,
it's free, I'll watch it, but I wouldn't buy it.
No.
Like, it's kind of one of those things, like, when they have, like, those free weekends where they're like, Starz, free this weekend, and they bring out all their wares, all their shiny stuff to, like, get you to want to subscribe. Yeah, and it's like the minute Monday comes and it's not on there anymore, you're like, moving on.
We think about it, but we don't. So Weeds is coming back?
Yeah, so new version, tentatively titled Weeds 4.20. and 420, and it would pick up 10 years after the series left off in 2012.
In a world where all we smoke is panda smoke.
Oh.
Or Yoda's brain.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.